From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Thursday, August 27th. I'm Abby Larico. Today, how much Missouri and Illinois stand to get in a big settlement with big tech, a new offering to boost careers in the kitchen, and a St. Louis program that aimed to provide legal assistance to renters facing eviction has struggled to meet high demand. But a new pool of money is set to bolster the program.
That means a lot. It means a lot for the community. It means a lot for renters.
Where the money comes from and what this new funding could accomplish. That's all coming up on The Gateway. A federal judge has temporarily paused the pretrial process for ousted St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery so federal prosecutors and Montgomery's lawyers can submit briefings. STLPR's Chad Davis has been following this.
Montgomery faces five felonies and a misdemeanor for allegedly ordering the handcuffing of then-acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross last year. U.S. Magistrate Judge John M. Bodenhausen held the evidentiary hearing Wednesday. Montgomery's lawyers had filed several motions to dismiss the charges. Justin Gelfand is Montgomery's lawyer. He says the charges against Montgomery are vindictive and selective and that he didn't order officers to handcuff Ross.
It makes no sense based on the actual facts of what has now been elicited under oath that Sheriff Montgomery is still facing a criminal trial for allegations that the people who were involved say he didn't do.
Prosecutors say Montgomery admitted to having Ross handcuffed to local media. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
Missouri and Illinois are part of a multi-billion-dollar settlement with Meta over its impact on children. Meta agreed to pay more than $17 billion over the course of 10 years to several dozen states. It came as the tech giant was accused of designing platforms like Instagram in a way that was addictive and mentally damaging to kids, as well as collecting the personal information of users under the age of 13. In addition to this financial penalty, Meta will implement time limits for users who are minors and restrict push notifications for kids during the school year. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway sees the changes as important.
Kids are the victims of content that makes them feel worse about themselves, in some instances so much worse that suicide is a risk.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul calls it a monumental victory that will protect children online. The settlement amounts for the states could be as much as $700 million for Illinois and up to about $150 million for Missouri. A new federal report shows that approximately 4,000 miles of power lines will need to be replaced each year for the next few decades. The National Transmission Needs Study says increasing electricity demand, plus aging infrastructure and threats from severe weather mean new power lines are needed nationwide. Jeff Mark is chief economist with the Missouri Office of Public Counsel. That's the state's consumer advocacy department. And he says much of the increasing energy demand is due to AI data centers.
We feel like the transmission element is something that largely gets glossed over, but it's a huge cost that ultimately is borne by ratepayers. And if the proper cost allocation is not in place there, then yes, I do think residential customers will be exposed more than they otherwise would be.
The federal report notes that most of the country's transmission infrastructure was built in the 1960s and 70s and is now reaching the end of its useful life. A new apprenticeship program aims to build up the local culinary workforce. As St. Louis Public Radio's Lucretia Wembley reports, the Propel Kitchens program is offered for free in partnership with the St. Louis Agency on Training and Employment, or SLATE.
The two organizations have worked together for years, but for the first time, they're introducing an apprenticeship program designed for those looking to become chefs. Keisha Lee is the president and CEO of Propel Kitchens.
They understand how to use all of the major equipment in the kitchen, including the dish machine, how to properly clean and use fryers and grills. They will walk away with all the skills they need to know to stand toe-to-toe with the average chefs in any kitchen.
One of Propel's goals is to help underserved Black and brown communities build food service careers. No experience is required, but applicants must be at least 18 years old and have a high school diploma or GED to apply. Those interested can apply starting at the end of September. I'm Lucretia Wembley, St. Louis Public Radio.
Nearly 3 years after its launch, a St. Louis program that aims to provide legal assistance to renters facing eviction has struggled to meet demand and the city's goals. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Kayvon Mansouri reports, there's hope that new revenue could breathe life into the program.
Dan Buran sits in his office in the Peabody Building downtown. It's late in the week, and he's been in and out of the courtroom defending clients involved in eviction proceedings. Buran has a ritual every Monday. He opens the phone line for legal services of Eastern Missouri's Housing Eviction Law Program, and then the calls flood in. The deluge doesn't last long. It can't. Buran is just one of two attorneys who handle cases through the city-funded program that provides legal advice and representation to people facing evictions. Buran says most of his clients, the ones the program has the resources to help, are down on their luck.
Probably the vast majority of my clients are people that had a hiccup, that something happened. They broke their leg and they're a server and were out of work for weeks. They were in a coma. A family member died.
But by noon every Monday, Buran has to change the program's outgoing voicemail to alert callers they are at capacity. Then he makes his calls.
I think on Monday this week, I called 8 people to tell them that unfortunately we don't have, this is before I even changed the voicemail message to say, unfortunately we don't have enough resources.
It's been this way since the program started nearly 3 years ago. Massive demand for legal aid from tenants facing evictions and a small program struggling to meet the need. St. Louis's Housing Eviction Law Program started in 2024 after city officials allocated pandemic funds toward it. It sought to help the city's renter population, the majority of city residents, when they face evictions. People could seek legal advice and even defense through the program. Board of Aldermen President Megan Green introduced the bill that created the program in 2023. She says it attempted to aid a population often overlooked and help with what can be a life-altering legal move.
Oftentimes, we don't account for that, and we don't account for the instability it can cause in people's lives if they are, you know, displaced from their housing.
But Green said that while the program had good intentions, it didn't take long to realize the demand for legal aid far outpaced the staffing the city allotted to it. An annual roughly $360,000 budget allowed for just 2 full-time attorneys to handle cases, with a support staff member splitting time to help. Buran and another attorney faced a steep goal for the program's first year, too. The city hoped it would defend more than 1,100 cases during its first year. To date, the program has legally defended only about 500 people over nearly 3 years. But help is on the way. After a packed oversight hearing last July and calls from tenant groups, the current city budget has allocated just over $1 million toward the program. The funds come from a voter-approved fee on short-term rentals and are hoped to fund it in the long term. The money will allow the program to fund 5 full-time attorneys to handle eviction cases, 2 full-time paralegals, and a full-time social worker. Adam Pearson leads the city's Human Services Department. He says the new funding is a step toward helping the hundreds of people in the city who face evictions each month.
The opportunity for us to have dedicated staff on this project when folks are really struggling to maintain housing and pay rent, that means a lot. It means a lot for the community. It means a lot for renters.
Back in Buran's office, his phone is still ringing. One woman calls regarding cashier checks he'll need to run to her landlord to avoid an eviction.
She's pulling from her 401k in order to pay off her rental balance against my advice, but people stay in homes all the time against my advice because there's nowhere else to go.
A lot of the attorney's work consists of these tasks: running checks, bargaining with landlords, and pleading his client's case. He says laws in Missouri do little to protect tenants, even when their landlords might be in the wrong.
The laws in Missouri when it comes to landlord eviction laws are pretty conservatively set up to protect the landlord. And so these are brought up as more of contract issues and business matters than really what it is. It's life and death or being housed or unhoused.
He says while he doesn't mind going the extra mile for his clients, he's excited to have some help. I'm Kayvon Mansouri, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Brian Moline edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. The music's by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, thanks for listening to The Gateway. Have a great Thursday.